Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Monday morning to you. It's 8:39 here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
It's 82 hot degrees outside. We want to welcome you if you're listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And welcome in if you're watching us. That's on CN2 or on all of the major social media platforms. Good morning.
It's time for us to exercise our mind, body, and spirit. That's what we do when we catch up with our friends from the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. It's always good to catch up with Laura Smith. And good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It is hot outside.
It's hot. It is. What is this, like 20-some consecutive days with 90 degrees? Mm-hmm. And so we are... Well, if you want to count today, you know, depending on if you want to count today just starting or over, so go ahead and count today. So we have today, tomorrow, and Wednesday of camp. Then Thursday and Friday we'll, you know, allow the staff and the facilities to kind of flip, and then we'll start after school on Monday. So we are in the, you know, tail end of camp, which is always a challenge, right? You know, kids are kind of restless, you know, ready to start their new schedule. Counselors, you know, they're working hard, but they're at the end of their, you know, their time with us and things. And so, and then add on that we've had 20 some days of heat. Mm-hmm. So it's been a challenging one, but a very awesome summer. And what, you know, one of the big questions is that we have every day is the parents are, you know, we know that it's going to be hot outside. And so, you know, we watch the same weather that everyone else hears. And so, and we have all these amazing systems into place. So just want parents to know that we have different heat index that we watch. We all have the official heat index thing on our phone. And when we hit different parts, there's different systems into place to make sure that we're ensuring that the kids are safe, our staff is safe, and that we're doing what we can to safely operate this summer. So we do have those systems. So believe me, you know, we know the weather just as well as everybody else.
And we were just talking before you got in here, several of your branches, wherever you have pools, you also are implementing a cool down period.
10-minute cooling.
That is another thing that if you're at those water parks, that is something that not everyone, you know, is on board with, so to speak, as far as just, you know, a lot of questions and a little, you know, some frustrations with that. But really that is, get your kids back with you, get them hydrated, you know, let our staff get, you know, hydrated and take a minute with those lifeguards.
They need time too.
Those lifeguards come out of stand and then go in that, you know, the cool lifeguard office for just a minute, you know, hydrate and stuff like that. So it really isn't to be disruptive or anything like that. It is just to be overly cautious because, you know, all that we do, if we don't have safety first and foremost in mind, the rest doesn't really matter, right?
Absolutely.
Well, those kids are having so much fun at the pool and at the water park that they're not drinking water. Hopefully they're not drinking the pool water, but
hopefully not.
As a kid, sometimes it just goes in your mouth and you go goop.
Yeah.
But anyway, so to your point, it is kind of forcing the kids to slow down and get something to drink. Because if not, they're just having so much fun, which is a good thing, but you got to stay hydrated. So that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, cooler days, they are on the horizon.
Yes.
And as you just mentioned, Laura, you're wrapping up, you know, your summer programming. Camp Cherokee is kind of wrapping up their summer as well.
9th session underway. So we've got, you know, this week is it.
That's it. And then we'll turn to the fall. And what do some of the fall programs look at the various YMCA branches?
Absolutely. So again, you know, after school starts as soon as Monday. We do take a 2-day breather, but we're right into after school. But all the sports are happening as far as registration for soccer, flag football. Our summer basketball is ending up again. We don't stop at the Y. Mm. It's just, you know, we roll one right into the other. So it's not too late if you're, you know, if you're kind of been stuck in summer mode to get your to look forward to the fall and get registered for our fall youth programming.
Well, you're not joking. There's something always going on at the various YMCA branches here in the Upper Palmetto. The Charlotte Avenue YMCA, it's about to undergo, once again, another facelift.
It is. So I think we talked last time about how, you know, some different renovations at the Indian Land Y, where we've got our Fitness Plus there now and some additional fitness space. And we talked about CSD getting all new equipment, which was, you know, desperately needed. I mean, we love all of our branches and they all have a certain character to them. And our Charlotte Avenue is, you know, it's just our historic, you know, it is just the place that we began here in Rock Hill. And so one of, you know, I mean, the locker room. Though, let's be honest, you know,
they're old, Laura.
You know,
yeah,
the only reason you're there in those locker rooms is nostalgia and you just love the place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not because it's your locker room of choice. But yes, we are about to close down those locker rooms and go through a much, 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 much needed renovation, and we cannot wait. And there's an opportunity to, you know, purchase some locker space and do some things to contribute to that project. As you can imagine, I mean, again, all of our facilities, you know, the cost to maintain them and those type of things. And we have a lot of them, and some of them are, you know, older than others. And certainly the Charlotte Avenue, they had a whole roof replace, which, you know, gosh, that's not sexy, right? But so, so not, much needed, right?
It's not. It's like, and the roof, so, water and sewer. We call those unsexy projects, yes, but you have to get them done.
Yes, you have to do them. And, you know,
it's really not going to be sexy if something goes wrong there.
So. Correct. But this locker room renovation, it's going to be sexy. It's going to be a much, much, much appreciated and a well-deserved renovation happening. So years and years in the work. So we're super excited.
And these are the locker rooms that are at the end of the hallway, right, where the saunas are located and the showers and everything
where,
on those lines.
Where I dread to say there's bathtubs still in there.
Yes.
Yes, those are going away.
Yes.
Yeah, they're,
Okay.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Enough said.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I have seen said bathtub before and said, well, this is an interesting time. But to your point, that was the style many decades ago. That's where a young boy now by the name of Lucas McFadden took his first swim lessons over there at the Charlotte Avenue YMCA, and loved swimming. It's part of my DNA, and was a lifeguard in college, and just love everything over there about that YMCA. But it did need a facelift, so glad there's some new work is coming.
Yes, absolutely. And then again, you know, just constantly things going on. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you guys about this morning is that, you know, we're working on our signature events, different ways to be out in the community, telling our story. And so we are going to have the first annual YMCA of Upper Palmetto golf tournament. And it is going to be at our Fort Mill golf course. And it is October 1st. So we are, you know, knee deep in getting that word out to the community and asking people to support us through, you know, foursomes and other different sponsorships. And the story that we're telling around that is all our youth programming. And again, we give in membership and programming, you know, we give away over $1 million in scholarships, just scholarships to come, you know, to our Y and to mainly our youth programming. We're talking about the day camp that we're just finishing up, you know, Camp Cherokee that we're just finishing up, and our after school sports, swim lessons and that sort of thing. And so we're going to be, you know, telling that story and asking people just to support what we do. So if you are a golfer, you know, we would love to have you out there as a sponsor for our October 1st tournament. And so we're excited about turning this into an annual event for us.
If people want more information, Laura, they just go to the YMCA website. What do they need to do?
Correct. The YMCA website, and then they can reach out directly to me.
Got it.
And then you've got the Old York 5K.
Yes. So the Old York 5K is at the end of October on a Friday night. Really special run. It goes directly to support our First Thursdays Club. Aww. So really that event raises the money annually to support what we do with that First Thursdays program, which is our adult with special needs program, you know, as far as social and as far as club, to get those folks together weekly to just experience life together.
It's a very successful program, and I think you hit the nail on the head. It's to bring community together and to just allow so many of our friends to get to have experiences that we all get to experience. It really is remarkable. If you ever get a chance to volunteer and or attend any events, please do so. I know Ashley and I have been able to do so over the course of our careers, and it's just a great place. It just makes the day that much better at That's the right. end of the day, for sure.
You can't leave there yeah. without smiling, yeah. for sure.
No, absolutely. And this is a time that, again, we're focusing on sponsorships for those events. So reach out to me, check out our website, you know, get a way as far as to give to those programs, but also a way of, you know, if you want to get the word out about your company and those type of things, then we'll help you out.
Great. Laura, we got so excited talking about the renovations at the Charlotte Avenue YMCA at the locker rooms. I need to follow up on a couple of things. While the renovations are going on, how can folks access the lockers and the showers? Will they just use the ones down by the
Correct.
Pool? Okay.
Correct. I mean, right. and that's the timing of it, not to, you know, is to do it and just switch, which will, you know, it will move people's cheese and it will be a different routine, but for a much needed. I mean, like, yeah. man, I'd walk further down the hallway to use different locker rooms if mm-hmm. I know what's coming, because, again, I don't know that in the history of WISE there's been a project that's going, gosh, this is so much needed.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're yeah. not that far from one end to the other.
Correct.
So keep that in mind. So yeah.
Correct.
So where the pool is located at the Charlotte Avenue YMCA, that's where folks will yep. be able to use the lockers and shower while the other locker rooms are getting a much needed facelift. And anticipate about eight weeks or so for a construction project. But it's a construction project. Keep that in mind. Sure. We know what things might happen during a construction project. But the wait will be worth it mm-hmm. for sure. Once again, Laura Smith is with the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. Check out your local Y throughout our listening area. Laura, great catching up with you, friend.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.